Dooley's Costume and Tuxedo Store in Anchorage will close its doors for good tonight after decades of existence in Alaska. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early talked with the owner about the pending closure.
44-year-old Starla Haim is the owner of Dooley's Tuxedos and Costumes in Anchorage. She's been working at the store since she was 18 years old and helped run the business with her mother, Rose, and Doris Dooley, the original owner. But Ms. Dooley passed away in the early 90s, and her mother passed 4 years ago. That took away much of the passion Haim had for the business.
And it's just, it hasn't been the same without my mother. It just hasn't been the same at all. It was, you know, we were a great team. We did a lot of amazing things together with this business, and I've done my best to try to continue that. And, I've continued as much as I can, but my passion is just gone.
Haim said she'd originally tried to sell the business, but it didn't have any bites.
We had it on the market for quite a while and realized if nobody wants to take it, we're ready to be done, and figured the best way to do it is to go out with a bang on Halloween Day.
While Dooley's had some tuxedos on display, it was obvious the main attraction for the blowout was costumes. The store was covered, wall to wall, with everything from children's Marvel superhero costumes to adult Starflower hippie and sexy pirates. Haim says the store originally opened in Fairbanks in the mid-1940s, but it has been an Anchorage staple for so long, even she doesn't know when the business migrated to South Central.
That's where it's a little fuzzy for me, because I don't have like the documented history. I just know the stories that Doris Dooley would tell me, and there was never like an actual, you know, date. But it was, I want to say, she talked about the great flood in Fairbanks that brought her from Fairbanks. And from what I understand, that was around the mid to late 60s. And so it's been an Anchorage since the mid to late 60s.
Haim says that being a small mom-and-pop store in Alaska created challenges throughout the years. The emergence of online shopping in recent years is a large problem small family-owned Alaska businesses face.
Especially with the new age and the new times and everything on the internet and all the big box stores, it's a battle to be a mom-and-pop store anymore. It's a fight, and it's just not a fight that we want to fight anymore.
The community response to the closing of the store has been positive, Haim says. And she's happy she's ending the business while she still feels attached to the community.
It was this last prom season that I put, you know, was able to help somebody, and they were so extremely happy, and I was so extremely happy, and I loved every minute of it. But I still, when I was done, thought, I don't want to do this anymore. Even though I was still happy, and even though that used to make me think, I love doing this, and this is something I want to always do, that's when I knew I was done. It was when I still loved doing it, but knew I was still done.
To any last-minute Halloween shoppers, you'll have until 8 p.m. tonight to stop by and grab a costume before Dooley's closes for good. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.